Bird Williams, thank you so much for coming by the KERA newsroom.
Yes, of course.
I'd like to talk about a few of the photos.
Okay.
Your grandfather photographed Pancho Villa, right?
Grandfather got an engineering job on the bridge that goes from Juarez to El Paso in 1915. And that was around the time that Pancho Villa's army was whipping the Mexican army back over the border. They were losing, and it was pushing them over the borders. But how he got to know him is they had to take a work crew on the Rio Grande every day, and he had to go to Pancho's train car. He lived in a train car. And say, we're just working down here. Please don't shoot us, you know. So he photographed the soldiers, Pancho's soldiers there.
There's a picture of Lee Harvey Oswald here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did one of your family members take that?
No. It was brought through by the crime lab. When the assassination happened, they took investigation pictures. Since we were the closest local lab, they brought the investigation pictures through Bird Photo, and they stayed with the film. They cleared all the employees. We had 20 employees at the time. Everybody was sent home, and Dad developed the film with the FBI there, and it went through the lab. And then about a month later, they came back, sent the employees home again, and then inspected all the trash. I don't know what they were looking for. Kind of scared my dad.
Another thing about this collection and another theme that stretches over 120 years is the city of Fort Worth.
Yeah, I'd say 75 or 80% of it's in Fort Worth. And all of us came and left. We'd come to Fort Worth and leave. But there's the North Texas Gainesville area. There's El Paso. There's L.A. a lot along the coast. Both Granddad and my father shot commercial jobs on Padre Island. So it's sprinkled around the state some, too.
You've shot in Fort Worth as well.
Yeah.
I imagine that you find yourself in places where your father or your grandfather may have stood to take a photo. How do you feel about that?
I really like it. Whenever I find a roll of film of my dad's, they're all in order. If he shot 35 millimeter and numbered, and so I can take his walk downtown, which is, it's kind of interesting. I can see he shot on this corner, and then he walked over here and he shot this. And I find it fun. And I think very wonderful about standing where an artist worked.
Looking at all of the photos of Fort Worth in your family's collection, what are some of the most striking changes that you've seen over time?
The gentrification of downtown, I think. I actually thought it was more charming when I was in high school going down there with the cellar and, you know, all of this stuff going on. Of course, it looks nice, a little bit slick and touristy now. I still love it. I still photograph down there all the time. But I think well-meaning people gentrify an area and it takes a little bit of the charm away. I've traveled quite a lot now, and sometimes places that remain the same that didn't improve as much have a little more charm. I love Fort Worth, and I think that's fine. It's just some of the most interesting spots have now been cleared, and there's parking lots. But that's progress, I think.
Do you have children?
I do. I have two boys.
And are they photographers?
No, they're not. Neither one of them had any interest in it. I was never given a choice. We were in this schlag, digging this ditch at Bird Photo Service, and I never got asked whether I wanted to or not. And so I gave them the choice, and they said no, so it stops with me.
Bird Williams, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me.
Thank you so much for having me.